My name is Stephanie Boydell. I'm the curator of MMU's Special Collections. The collections here were formed partly in the 1890s with the instigation of the art school, setting up an art school museum of craft and design objects. And part of the remit of that came from Walter Crane, who was the director of design for the school in the 1890s, before he went to South Kensington Museum. And along with his colleague Charles Rowley, decided to collect a number of pieces from various sources, namely the Arts and Crafts Exhibition Society, and directly from makers representing the arts and crafts movement. This was not only because it was the most contemporary thing and it sort of fitted with their ideas of what an art school should be teaching, but also because it was relatively cheap compared to a lot of other things that were available at the time. And then over the years, more things were added. So while we have a number of items in the collections that are from the arts and crafts movement, they cover quite a scope in terms of they reflect what was being taught at the art school at that time. So we have pieces of glass, metalwork, woodwork, but also bookbinding, printing, all in one place, which is not something that you might often see together. These are all, as I say, contemporary to both the art school itself and the art school library, the art school museum, but also the making of the objects. The other thing that is important about this collection is that because it actually comes from the same period and was collected with that in mind, we have an archive which sits alongside the objects. And that part of the archive is the sort of institutional documents like prospectuses and manuscripts, other sort of things that reflect how the school was set up in the first place. And because Walter Crane was a director of design, we have in fact his recommendations for teaching at the School of Art, which were not taken on in full because that would have been a bit too radical at the time, but they are here in this case here. And the other thing is we have archives from the students, actual student work themselves, dating from the 1890s up to the present, which reflect the changing tastes of both teaching and the requirements of exams from that period from both students and from those students who were intended to become art masters and teach.